The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up, Guy Penrod.
In the valley of the shadow of death, you reign. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
But our battle is not against flesh and blood.
That's right.
It's hard to remember sometimes when it gets, you know, intense like this. But it's against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness in high places, and it's done in prayer.
Over the cross and the powers of hell, you reign.
For joining us. I'm Betty, and this is James.
And boy, do we have a blessing for you. Guy Penrod is here. This is his new classics album. Many of the songs here he did with Bill Gaither. There he is with his wife, Angie. They were both guests earlier this week. But Guy is going to really download some truth and some songs that I believe will get down in your heart. He is a true gift from God, a great treasure. Would you welcome Guy Penrod back to life today? Guy, come in here.
Is tight and money short. River's up and the weatherman, he's calling for another storm. Pressure's on, the margin's thin. Gotta figure out a fix for this awful fix I'm in. Oh mama, what am I gonna do? And she said, child, there's only one thing you can do. Don't worry about nothing. Let it go, see what tomorrow brings. Don't worry about nothing. Pray about everything. Love is blind. Fate don't care. Lose your grip and your balloons go sailing off into the air. Oh, mama, what am I gonna do? And she said, child, there's only one thing you can do. Hey, don't worry about nothing. Just let it go, see what tomorrow brings. Don't worry about nothing. Pray about everything. Yeah, pray about everything. Oh, take a walk, take a breath. I'll give it all a rest. Take a cane pole to the fishing hole and catch a couple of fish. And just like that, toss them back, make a little wish. And pray about everything. Don't worry about nothing. Just let it go, see what tomorrow brings. Don't worry about it, stress about it, fret about it. No, don't worry about nothing. Hey, let it go, see what tomorrow brings. Don't worry about nothing. Pray about everything. Yeah, pray about everything. Pray.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm smiling so hard my face hurts.
I love that song. That's just a simple truth, you know? I loved the simplicity in that. I'm a pew baby. I grew up on the front row. My dad's the pastor. They're both in heaven, dad and mom. Dad passed in 94 and mom in 07. And I was on a blanket, you know, newborn, laying him. So I grew up in church. I'm one of those that loves the church. I agree with my mentor, Bill Gaither, who I used to hear say, you know, the church a lot like the ark. You know, Noah and the family, it got stinky on there, I'm sure. You know, nasty after a while, that long afloat. But it was the best ship afloat, wasn't it? And, you know, the church is a lot like that. And so I don't ever bash the church. Jesus is coming back for the church, the bride. But we are it. We don't go to it.
That's great. That's so good.
And so I like saying things, though, in everyday language. I think that is one of the challenges for us the church, is to not speak in a vernacular that people don't necessarily understand.
One of the greatest miracles that occurred when the Holy Spirit was poured out at Pentecost was they spoke. A lot of people say, well, they're speaking tongues. No, it says, and it's fine with the prayer language. That wasn't what was going on there.
Right.
They were speaking the language and the dialect of every person there, so they could hear them not only in the language they understood, but in the twang, the southern twang,
Texan,
in the south, whatever it was. There it was. Got it. Exactly.
Right,
you got it. And so that's the miracle, is communicating the gospel, the transforming truth of God's love and gospel power to change everything. That's the miracle. And they communicated.
Yeah, that's what I think so great about, you know, little folks might call it a ditty like that, you know, pray about it, don't worry about nothing, let it go, see what tomorrow brings, don't worry about nothing, pray about everything.
Don't you
There's
think
so
music
much truth.
Can break barriers there?
Yeah.
I mean, it just really can just let it out.
Absolutely.
Do any of your 8 children like to sing?
Yeah, they all do, in fact. I don't know, I've not been really like a stage dad kind of approach. I just kind of, I don't know, I worried that I would force it on them, you know. And so we just have laid back and tried to see what they are have a propensity for and then bless them in it. And so they all play instruments, they all sing.
Great.
They sang with me on a Christmas record I made.
That's great.
Wow. Sang the 12 Days of Christmas with me.
It was
a lot of fun.
That's great.
But I don't tote them around, you know, and get them up in front of folks, because it's hard to be in school and play sports and all that. So, but that's my life, is going out and singing the good news of Jesus. And, you know, you find it's challenging. One of the things along with the word in that song that gets me is that it's a promise out of Matthew 6. And, well, several times through the word, he says, don't worry about what you're going to eat, where you're going to sleep, what you're going to wear. And yet we find in our culture that one of the most debilitating, I guess, diseases or conditions that we deal with these days is anxiety and depression, worry. These are, and the enemy is on high, you know, intense attack with that, especially in the church, but with everyone. He's trying to scare us to death with what the future may hold, or with what we had in the past that's always on your heels and he's reminding you all the time, or what the present even is dealing with. But the reality is, God is not shaking in his boots today. He's not, you know, worried about ISIS. Of course, he's worried, he's concerned with those who are hurt and being hurt. But our battle is not against flesh and blood.
That's right.
It's hard to remember sometimes when it gets, you know, intense like this. But it's against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness in high places. And it's done, that battle, in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And that song does that for me. It reminds me of that, that people aren't the problem. They're the point. And I think it's a poignant little way to remind myself of that. At least I do laps in my tractor listening to trying to remind myself not to worry, even though I've got 4 kids in college at the same time. I'm just, Lord, please sell a lot of CDs.
Do you want, if you have a website, if people want to know where you're going to be, or they want to communicate and say, would you come to our church?
Sure.
And by the way, you ever have a guy come, you not only sell lots of CDs, but you give him a great offering that's a love offering for him and his whole family. Seriously, do that. Pour God's love out on him when you have him. But yeah, there's the website. You want him to come and maybe get churches to get together and have an evening with him in the presence of the Lord. Now, you're going
to
sing another song. You know what you're going
to
sing right now?
I do.
What is it?
It's called You Reign.
You want to do that now?
A friend of mine named Lenny LeBlanc wrote it. He's from Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
Yes, sir.
And it's got a little bit of groove on it. But it's a good truth that...
You want to hear it?
Yeah. You know, no matter what you're going through today, know this, that God is in control of your circumstances. He knows exactly where you live, how to get a hold of you, what the problem is, so give it to Him and let it go.
In the valley of the shadow of death, You reign. Through every storm and fiery test, You reign. Over the cross and the powers of hell, You reign. In every prison cell, You reign. You reign. You reign. You reign.
You believe that?
Over the rivers and the oceans deep, You reign. Yes, You do. You never slumber and You never sleep, You reign.
Hallelujah.
Kings and queens may wear a crown, but You reign. Yes. And in the end, when it all comes down, You reign.
Sing it, even if you're right there at the house, in the valley.
In the valley of the shadow of death, You reign.
Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Through every storm.
Through every storm and fiery test, You reign.
Over the cross and the powers of hell.
Over the cross and the powers of hell. You reign, You reign. And inside the loneliest prison cell, You reign. Your kingdom will last forever. You reign. Your kingdom will last forever.
Amen. I like it. I like to speak it into the atmosphere. I like to sing it into the air. God spoke when he made this place. He spoke. He spoke. I think it's time for us to start speaking and singing at the walls and the problems and the difficulties, and to actually do what seems a bit crazy and counterintuitive, but to sing at them. You reign, Jesus, whatever it is. I don't know what's going on in your life. Maybe it's a need for your body, your health, financial, wisdom, understanding, reconciliation, restoration, boldness for our country, for what James and Betty support. Millions and millions of dying children all around the world. It's time to sing at that stuff. It's time to proclaim in Jesus' name and speak it into the atmosphere and believe as though it already is. Faith, substance. That's the, what's the substance? The faith, the fact that we have the faith to step out and sing at it. What happened to the walls of Jericho? They fell flat. Was it because of artillery? Tanks? No. They sang at it. They spoke at it. Come down, you reign, Jesus. That's power. And Jesus is the power. He can do it. It doesn't matter what you're facing. He's forgiven it. He's restored it. He's paid for it. He's conquered it. Give Glory. It to him in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I love you, buddy.
Amen. I love you, too.
Praise God.
Sorry, I just go off every now and
then. Yeah, that's good. And I want all of you to listen to me right here. Just let me talk to you. Just kind of family. He reigns over all the challenges we face. And I know it's tough to see. Father, I want you to show every person watching us right now just how big you are in their situation. And if they need someone to join hearts with their heart to pray with them, just inspire them to call, and they'll be praying with a friend. Mm-hmm. They may want to pray together for a friend or for a challenge, a situation. But God, you have your way in the life of every person watching because you reign. Mm-hmm. And we don't need to worry.
Yes.
You can take care of birds. You clothe the flowers. You can take care of us. Mm-hmm. So we trust you in Jesus' name. You need somebody to pray with you, don't you hesitate to call. That number right there is paid for by love. Because God loves you and people love you. And there's someone waiting to pray with you. And then I want to say this to you, please. Right now we face the greatest crisis since the UN was established over 70 years ago. 20 million people face death in short order. And we can begin saving millions of lives. We have 400,000 special areas of need, 400,000 children and their families, that the missionaries are waiting right there and say, we can rescue all of them. Just give us the resources. $30, $50, or $100, we feed 3, 5, or 10 kids. I want you to watch this. I want you to listen not only to the heart of missionaries and family members that love their family and long for them to have help. I want you to listen to the heart of God. And then I want you to know this. You are the miracle that people's hearts cry out for. And I believe as you become that miracle, you're going to see miracles in your own life. I really do believe that. Watch closely but prayerfully and be ready to be the miracle someone's heart longs for.
If you've ever missed a meal or two, you probably know the feeling of hunger pains and the relief that your next meal brings. But sadly, there are those who live with the pain of hunger every single day of their life. And then there are children who do not survive once they move beyond the pain of hunger. Veronica is reminded of her little brother dying from the lack of food every day that she has to go without food.
I remember when my brother died. We were hungry and he was so thin. My mom took him to a clinic that was very far away, and he died on the way there.
Veronica's story is all too common in villages throughout Southern Africa, and that's what makes this so urgent that we do something now.
Some of these moms had to walk 10 or 15 kilometers with a seriously malnourished baby just to try and get some help. And if they can get here in time, then there's some hope. But time is everything here, as you can see. But my prayer is that we can save hundreds of other children before they get to the stage. No child should ever get to the stage. No mom should ever have to watch this. So if we do something now, we can stop this from happening.
Dear God, my heart breaks. I believe yours does. And I know the answer's love, shared through us. Be the miracle these children need. Let us see it, be part of it. Please, Lord, touch the hearts of your people. In Jesus' name, listen to me. Please listen. We can save those children. Many of the children right now in South Sudan, which is where the greatest death cycle and the most dangerous place is, and that's where we're spending most of the focus and energy and support. And all of the missionaries face the very possibility of being killed. In the areas where you saw us right there talking about these children that were so hungry, and the mother couldn't, you saw one of them holding a baby very close to her breast. She was covered, but it's very likely that from malnutrition, she didn't have nourishment. And in that area, and we shared this with you years ago, the radical extremists, same kind that are bringing terror to the whole world, they would cut those women's breasts off if they were Christians, so they could not nurse their babies. And then they would drive them from their villages. I mean, this is brutality that's almost unparalleled. But those people that are in this area are in love with Jesus, and they are dying, and they're burying their children. And we can, because of God's love in us, stop the death cycle. We can give those precious little children a future. And I can promise you, we help stabilize that, as we've done in many areas of the world. Those people will rebuild. They are determined and committed, and they love their children. So here's what I'm asking you to do. We've got 400,000 now that we've located that we're in direct contact with. All we need is the wherewithal to feed them for the next months. Think about what I'm saying right now. I mean, just focus on it. $30 will feed 3 children, save their lives. 50 will feed 5. 100 will feed 10. And I'm going to ask you, with no apology, if you can feed 10 children, do it. But don't step back if you say, well, I could only do 30. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's 10, we're going to be able to enable these missionaries to stay there and put God's arms around these suffering people and give them hope. And we're going to point them to the love of God. You're the ones that make it possible. $1,000, we can feed 100 children. We have some beautiful gifts, a Bible study series of devotions seasonally. It's absolutely powerful to take you into the Word and get the Word in you. And then Carrie Job, who grew up here with our ministry, was in our daughter who's now in heaven, our precious Robin, was in our wedding when she was only 9 or 10 years old, Carrie Job. She has presented something so special. And the story about how this came to pass is available to just say thank you, because we want to bless you on your spiritual journey. We want to lift you higher. Would you please right now go to the website, Life Today. Please, very quickly and with real sensitivity to the heart of God, get your bank card and say, I'm going to use this like a check and I'm going to give life today. Or you can dial the number. Many are calling right now. You could get a busy because people are calling. Somebody cares about them right now and have got arms around them. So you be determined and you say, I'll get through. If I have to keep calling for the next hour, I'm going to get through and I'm going to take care of some of those kids. I'm going to see that they have food. I'm going to be the answer to that mother's prayer. Would you do that right now? Please. Thank you so much for it. Thank you for responding to the heart of God and the need of those people.
In impoverished and even now famine-stricken areas of Africa, children are suffering. The need is great, and without food, they face death by starvation. Life's Mission Feeding Program is ready. With your support, we're able to feed and care for children in famine areas of Sudan, as well as Angola and Mozambique.
With all of our previous reserves gone and Mission Feeding facing the worst drought and food shortage in years, we urgently need to replenish our food supplies to reach 400,000 children counting on us. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for the next 3 months. Please also consider a special gift of $1,400 to help sponsor a school and help feed 140 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you My Daily Word Devotional. This box set of 4 seasonal devotionals will help you read, reflect, and renew yourself through God's Word, with space to journal your thoughts and reflect each day. With your gift of $100 or more, you'll also receive Carrie Jobe's newest music project, The Garden, along with the Story Behind the Garden companion DVD. And finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more, be sure to request Determined Eagle, our 2017 commemorative bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or go online today and make your gift of life to help feed and care for hungry children.
You know, I want to say thanks in behalf of all the mothers and families that would wish they could put their arms around you and thank you for what you've done for their precious children. And Betty, it's been such a joy to have Guy here.
Yes,
and this, I know the minute we held this album, we said, we'll go home with it. and we are. And you can get it online. There's Guy's website again if you want to get him to come to your area and bless him and be blessed by him. But if you say today, James, would you mind sending us that classic? We'd be glad to, but here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Would you send somebody some love? Would you just kind of step up and say, you know, I actually called back a second time. I want to do something else. All I'm saying is you just hear the Lord about what you're to do to help us rescue these children and their families, and just ask for the album along with the other gifts we have for you. We'll send it to you. Join Betty and me in saying thanks to Guy Pendleton. Thank you so much.
Tomorrow.
She's totally right there with me. And then she'll immediately just share something. And I think when you lead with vulnerability in any friendship, you immediately connect.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.